Space with Father Yandis. Give you interviews, requests, and revival. Linford says so. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, tune in. Lego Chat Brethren. Simi.
And I together and do anything.
Anything we want.
No matter what the weather, sunshine or pouring rain. Two of a kind and lover, we share everything.
Nothing that we don't.
Good, bad, ugly, other, leaving out nothing.
You're the one.
It is not enough that we think the same.
Feeling we get when in the bed we connect, but in the strength we find, baby, you and I,
baby, we hold a little close.
Yes, I'm gonna pull up the tune and cross my fingers and say, hello, Jojo, are you there?
Yes, yes, I'm here, Yandis.
Oh, well. Very glad to speak to you tonight. Very good of you to join us here at Reggae Space.
It is my pleasure, most deaf.
Okay. How's the day been for you so far?
Pretty good, pretty good. Just finished making dinner.
Okay. You just come out the kitchen?
Just come out the kitchen.
Okay, okay. And everything set for ready for later?
Everything set and ready for later. And you know a girl got to take you home, right?
Oh, of course, of course. How many people in the house with you there?
Oh, just two of us.
Okay, that's plenty. Nice and romantic. Okay.
Yeah, but I have a couple of friends next door. There are about six of them next door just tuned in, yeah.
Okay, cool, cool. Well, if they smell your food, they'll be around later.
Yeah, I know they will be, trust. I can throw down in the kitchen, you know.
I'm sure you can. You come from Jamaica, don't?
Yes, you see it.
Well, we say that, we're getting into it, we're flowing into it. Why not? Why not pursue that? You're born in Jamaica and you moved to America, don't?
Exactly.
I'm curious what age it was when you moved.
Wow, I was a teenager actually when I came here.
Okay.
I'm still barely outside being a teenager.
Yes,
but yeah.
Yes, I've seen the pictures. I'd agree. Yes, yes. But that must have been an interesting time for you. Well, hold on. Just make everybody know who's listening in right now to Reggae Space. Right now, live on air, we have Jojo Mack coming falling from Philadelphia there right now.
Yes, yes.
Okay, I'm linking up with me, Yandis. I'm in the UK, and we're broadcasting on Reggae Space, going out to the whole world. Yes, and I'm just pursuing the point when you moved to Jamaica from Jamaica to America. I'm wondering how it was for you because, when I was young and we had people who moved from Jamaica, you know, the real Yardie, they were kind of like a celebrity. Same with you?
Every time we go back home, we're like celebrities.
Is that right?
Well, not if we go home broke, no.
No, but when you was 14 or you were in your teens and you just moved, come and you had thick patois in America, I guess you did go to school, yes?
Well, I did some school here, but the thing was, even though I grew up in Jamaica, I never could speak that deep patois in the house. I couldn't speak patois at home at all. I could only do it outside among my friends.
Is that right?
Yeah, it was not allowed inside the house.
Oh.
No.
And is that common in certain communities, families?
Oh, yeah, definitely. In certain homes, in certain parts of Jamaica, certain homes, people pride themselves on speaking proper English. But that does not mean that I don't know my patois and I don't use it because I love to use it among my people.
Yes, of course, of course. Even though it wasn't encouraged, you know, you can't really reside in Jamaica
exactly.
And don't pick it up. Yeah. Yeah.
And especially since I moved here to America, I make sure I speak as much of it as possible.
Yes, it's strange how you promote your culture when you're away from the island, you know?
More so than when you're there, yes.
Okay. Well, all right, that's a nice little introduction. I want to play some music as we speak, as you can appreciate. We're here on a radio station, after all. And you have a brand new album that's, when did it drop?
Well, it was in late September, actually.
Okay, so still fresh and hot, yes?
Still fresh and hot.
Okay, and initial reactions, how is it going down?
Pretty good. You know, I'm getting some really good responses from it. And the thing is, it's like so many different genres on there, so we're getting feedbacks from all over, and we're getting ready to probably start hearing it on Hot 97 and all of that right now, and Ooh. You know, Power 99 and stuff, so some of the songs, so yeah, things are going.
Okay, this is the album that's called Superstar Reloaded.
Superstar Reloaded.
Okay, and I'm just playing as we started our conversation, Love Is All It Takes. That's off the album, yes?
Yes, yes. Okay. Love Is All It Takes. That's off the album.
You and I together can do anything.
Anything we want.
No matter what the weather, sunshine or pouring rain. Two of a kind and lover, we share everything.
Nothing that we don't.
Good, bad, ugly, other, leaving out nothing.
You're the one.
It is not enough that we think the same, or that we feel each other's pain, or in the feeling we get when in the bed we connect, but in the strength we find, baby, you and I.
Going down very well. We got yourself Brown Sugar, Large Up Queen, Easy, Sonia 58. Yes.
I love the sisters.
Yes, yes. Very supportive. And that's a good track. Love Is All It Takes, and that's no truer statement, really.
Yes.
Now, the title of this album is Superstar Reloaded. The reloaded part, that raises a question, I'm sure, for a lot of people. So that means it was loaded and it's reloaded again, yes?
You see it, exactly. Some of the songs that are on this album right now was on my first album. Okay. And, you know, we felt like we didn't do some of them justice, so we brought them back.
Okay, okay. Now, how long in between the two albums?
A year.
Okay, okay, okay. So, you know, you do it with a different team this time, you know, those ones you do over. You do it with the same team or a different team?
Well, there's some of them with different tracks and some of them with a different feel, actually. But we brought back a couple of them that's the same, the very same mix, because we never did push the first album the way we should. So I think a lot of them get lost on, by the way.
Yes, because it's very competitive out there right now, isn't it?
Yes, yes. That's why they need to go out and go on CD Baby and them things there and pick up a JoJo Mac album, people. You're going to love it.
Yes, yeah. And we got links, you know, you got a whole bunch of links. I can't say, you can't say that you're not aware and familiar with the internet.
Exactly. And you know what? If you Google JoJo Mac, I'm probably the first 9 pages of that Google page.
Well, it raises the question about your name. It's quite a unique name, JoJo. That's one word, JoJo, no gap.
No gap.
Right. And there can't be that many JoJo Macs out there. Is it your birth name or a stage name? How it go?
Well, actually, it's a combination of my birth name. My birth name is Joan McKenzie.
Ah.
And I had a couple of friends used to call me JoJo, right. So I figured the Mac would, you know, bring a little style to it. And it has a twist too, because I talk to people online who doesn't see my photo, and they think I'm a guy.
Ah, right. Okay, because it's one of those names that could be either.
So I can play some games with it.
And you're mischievous enough to do so.
Yeah.
Okay, so a year in between the release of the two LPs, CDs. How did you go about it differently this time? Because it seems you mentioned that it really didn't get the justice in terms of promotion, mm-hmm. and people really weren't aware the first time around. What are you doing differently this time?
Well, what we did, what we brought to it that is different this time is experience.
Okay.
That was the first album produced under Fire and Ice Records LLC, and my producer is also a new producer. I'm his first project, so you know we were both new at everything. So we learned a lot along the way that we realized we could have brought to it before. So we decided to take it back.
Okay, and you're happy with it this time around?
I'm so totally happy.
Okay, that's good. How many tracks on it altogether?
18.
That's a lot of tracks.
Oh, yeah. We have Wallipa music around here.
Okay. So just while we pause for a short a breather of the regarding the current release, how did it start out for you? When did you start singing? Was you in Jamaica or when you come here?
Gosh, I started singing out of the womb. I was 3 years old when I first went on the pulpit in church.
Right.
Actually sing in church. And ever since that first time I went up there, every Sunday I wanted to go to church just to sing. And if they didn't make me sing, I'd cry. So, you know, they had to make me sing. So that's where I kind of honed my skill.
Right. So you've been performing and you get a positive response to encourage you to do more. And that's led to the where you are now, I guess, in a roundabout way.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And another thing with that is it's so embedded in me. I don't know how not to do this.
Right.
It's the only thing I know how to stay doing.
Okay. So there was encouragement in the home, yes? Mom and Dad, did they have any performance, musical or anything like that in their history?
You know, amazingly enough, no. None of my sisters, nobody, no cousins, nobody. I have one cousin, and I think she's probably a third cousin that sings.
Okay.
And so there wasn't anybody musically inclined in the family. So I always say more or less that it's a gift.
Yeah. You really feel that?
Yes.
That's cool. And it's like what? You're the channel. You're the instrument.
Exactly.
Oh, that's cool.
Exactly. And I remember when I was little, my mom used to, I used to sing so much. I can understand now. Then I couldn't understand, but now I can understand. I was always singing every single minute. My mom used to say, oh my gosh, shut up, Joan. I got a headache. But she got used to it.
Yes, I'm sure she gave you enough encouragement because you're still here and doing it now. And I'm sure with her blessing, yes?
Exactly. I get all the support from my family right now.
Now, this next track I'm looking at here relates to what we're talking about right now. I'm asking the question that did you know that you wanted to be a singer, if not a superstar, when you were 3, 4, 5 and coming up?
All my life, I knew that's what I wanted to do. It was never anything else. I think there was a brief moment where I wanted to be a newscaster.
Is that right? Okay, yes. So yes. Well, you have been doing a bit of that, and I want to ask you about that in a short while. But I want to play this track first, Superstar. It's coming from your latest album. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes, all right.
Ever since I was a little girl, I've had a dream. And nothing is gonna stop me from realizing that dream. I'm gonna be a superstar.
I wanna live in a mansion up in Hollywood, like the people there who got it good. Champagne, caviar, indoor heated swimming pool. I wanna do the shops on Rodeo Drive, in the back of my $1 million ride. Be so famous, I'll need disguise. Jet to get me there and back, and someone to keep me on track. I wanna fall in love with a movie star, be on the cover of Harper's Bazaar. Gonna work hard, give it everything I got, won't stop till I get to the top. See my name in neon lights in Times Square, so pretty at night. I'm gonna be a superstar. drinking with Oprah, Alec and Ashton. Five-star hotels and restaurants.
Restaurants.
Wanna buy a cottage in Jamaica and another in Cabo San Lucas. A world resident, rich like all the U.S. presidents.
Gonna make my mama proud, make her start living loud, make her stand out in the crowd. Gonna put my family on the payroll, make everyone happy from the young to old.
Wow, what a track, what a track, JoJo Mack, superstar. Wow. I mean, you know, just listening to that, it's like a picture you're painting of the definition of a superstar lifestyle, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, and how badly and how, you know, true to you is what you paint in that song?
Oh my God, I can taste it.
Yeah.
I can taste it, Yandis. I mean, I sleep it, I eat it, I walk it. Yeah, everything that I sing about is all I ever dreamed of in my life. But there's more to it than that also, because, you know, with all that we want and we want to get in life as far as material things, we have to still be concerned with how we're going to use these things when we get them.
Right.
And how we're going to help others along with what we have.
Yes.
So that is also, it might not be in the song because, you know, it might not sell the song like
yes,
that.
Right, 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 right.
Yeah, it's definitely an intention.
Right, right. So that's interesting what you say there. You know, whilst the sentiment or the belief of is that, you know, money is not all, it may not come across in the song because, you know, you have some poetic license and, you know, you're about making music rather than writing a statement or a biography, you know?
Exactly.
Right, right.
You know,
right.
I want to go back home to my Jamaica, and I want to go. You see, I'm from Clarendon,
okay,
in Jamaica, and my little part of Clarendon that I'm from. I think some parts of it still don't have light yet. Me, I'm gonna put up light.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
So you do, you know, as an artist coming from Clarendon and know what it's like not to have, and that mm-hmm. makes you care things, I would suggest. You're concerned, you know, when you do make Grammys and you reach success, that you put something back in the community where you come from.
Oh, definitely, definitely. I have two grandmas that died, and I love them so much. And one of the things I always tell myself, I have to go back to my community, and I have to put up some kind of clinic or something in their name.
Yeah.
Those are the things I'm working toward more so than anything else. I want to leave a legacy that works for others.
Okay, okay. Okay, so this is the dream. This is the dream of superstardom and giving back to your community. And you started out on this journey. You know, how far along the path are you towards achieving your goal?
I think I have a toe in.
Okay, okay. Well, with every long journey, it begins with one step, don't?
Yes, as a matter of fact, the fact that you mentioned that. I would love for you to play that song, the one called Learning to Win, because that's all about the journey.
Okay, that's an easily...
Yeah, that's all about the journey.
Okay, let's see if I can draw that tune. Learning to Win, and this is off the album as well?
As well.
Okay, okay. Some big tracks on this album, I have to say. I had a struggle deciding which ones to pick. And I really welcome you being the selector for a change. Okay, JoJo Mack, Learning to Win. This tells a story.
In the race of my life, can't get to the finish line.
Still I try.
Wonder why it's such a fight. Then I come to realize
that
I was losing.
All the time.
feel like I should give it up.
Still I try.
Kept my feet glued to the ground. Kept my head held high above. Pulled my bootstraps up and run in my quest to be number one. Thousand times with my eyes on the finish line.
Still I try.
A few steps seems a thousand miles, but I never look back, not one time.
Still I try.
Like a horse with blinders on.
Blinders on.
I kept it moving, no distraction.
Well, that track explains so much, Jojo. You're not a loser. You're learning to win.
Exactly. I never feel like one. Even when the odds are against me, you can't tell me no different.
That's right. That's a nice, positive song. If you get into the lyrics, and I can see where I said about the first step for being the in any long journey, the first step. You have something like that in the lyrics of the song as well, don't?
Yes, definitely, because, you know, for all of us, in everything we do, we have times when we fall, and you know, it's all about getting up and keep going.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So is that something that you're actively trying to encourage in people, or is it just an observation of your own personal self, or how are you actually putting that across?
Well, it's definitely an observation of my personal self and what I've seen in others as well. And the encouragement I like to give to others that, you know, even when you lose a fight, whatever the fight is, even if you lose, don't stop fighting.
Yeah.
Fight again, because, you know, get up and fight again, because eventually somebody's put pow on there. Eventually you're going to get your pows in.
That's right. That's right. So it's a never give up. Never give up message.
Exactly.
So, has that carried you through your music career? Because it's mainly a male-dominated area. Do you find that your tenacity and a little bit of aggression is needed for a woman to, you know, be considered a serious artist?
Aggression is definitely what you have to have, and another thing, you practically got to wear iron drawers.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta wear iron drawers, because, you know, with us ladies in the business, we come up against a lot of men and now women as well, who, you know, want, you know, you to lay up with them in order to get where you're going.
I see.
And like I told you before, this is a gift, and I don't feel like I have to pay to use my gift.
Well, of course. So, you have to have iron jaws, and you have to have big muscles, and you know, be serious about your business for people to consider you a serious artist. Is that right?
Yes, and when I say aggression as well, that don't mean you go cuss them out, and you find some people that, you know, they come at you a certain way, too personal. You can work your way around it using wit. You don't have to cuss them out. You can find your way around them, and you know, that's the main thing, getting around them.
Yeah, and you consider them an obstacle just to get around, rather than, you know, something that's gonna bar your way.
And I can't jump high, so I jump over their asses as well.
Okay. Well, another thing that's in my mind to talk to you about is some of the early music, because I believe you hook up with Coxon and do some music with him.
Yes, in early 2000, 2002, 2003, I worked with Coxon Dodd from Studio One.
So how long were you in the business when you done that?
Well, gosh, I was already in it about 10 years or so, seriously.
Yes.
You know, taking it serious, it was about 10 years before that. And when I met him through Ernest Wilson, one of Jamaica's finest veteran singers.
Yeah.
And I remember meeting him the first day I met him. He asked me, he said, do you have something for me to hear? And I started singing for him and went, you know, doing a little a cappella thing, and 4 hours later, I had my first song.
Is that right?
Yes, you found a track, and 4 hours later, I had my first song written and recorded. And we spent 8 months in the studio, 5 days a week, and we came out with 22 tracks.
Wow.
Yeah, and but unfortunately, he passed away, you know, during the time when he was working on my album as well.
Oh, I see. Okay, but you did lay the track already, the tracks them already.
Oh, yeah. So Studio One, I'm in their archive with 22 songs right now.
Okay. Well, I got a track in front of me, Good Girl Go Bad.
Yeah, he did release that one as a single.
All right, let's listen to that one. Jojo Mack alongside Coxon.
Nah.
Good Girl Go Bad. Really have much choice. You got booms and bangs in the shout box there. That's a good indication that people are liking the music. Jojo Mack, Good Girl Go Bad. I can't place the rhythm off the top of my head. I don't know if you can, Jojo.
Don't ask me the name of the rhythm, but I remember Tony Rebel redid that rhythm back in 2002. And he had a hit song on it, and that's why Coxon had decided he wanted to bring that one out of the archive.
Ah.
So that's a straight two track right there.
I see. I don't know, Jojo, but it seems to me you have the knack of finding these topics that, you know, other females and perhaps yourself experiences personally. You know, those personal feelings that come through relationships. Is that what you're aiming for?
Well, actually, when I did that song, it was really a good girl go bad kind of thing. But, it, you know, I should do one name now called Good Girl Go Bad Gone Good Again. Because
right, okay.
Yeah, because when I did, see, I grew up in the church.
Yes.
And I wasn't even allowed to wear earrings and pants and all of that stuff.
Yes.
So, you know, I wasn't baptized or anything like a Christian or anything, but my family was very spiritually oriented, and so was I, and
right.
Still am.
Yes.
And you know, I had to keep the dresses long and all of that stuff. So
right.
After a while, I find myself the dresses getting shorter and shorter. So that is for real. The tight pants, the red lipstick, and you know. And I love making love, so hey.
And was that as a result of, you know, as a result of discovering men or you know, a particular man or what?
Oh my God, discovering sex. Oh my gosh.
Okay. Because you mentioned the topic there, because I know that you're very comfortable talking about these things, because I believe you spend some time as a kind of agony aunt, would you say?
What is that exactly?
All right, okay, it's a UK thing. Sorry. It's like in a column in the newspaper, or it's someone on the radio that will do a phone in, and people phone in with their problems around their love life or their sex life and thing.
I actually did that. I wrote for a newspaper in Baltimore. I was in my teens, actually, when I wrote for a newspaper in Baltimore giving advice to the lovelorn.
Is that right? When you're in your teens?
Yes. Oh, wow. I was 19.
Wow. Okay. And wow. So what kind of people were phoning, writing in? You know, was it general people or people in the university or what? How'd it go?
Oh, people in general, with all kinds of different problems. And see, I've been an avid reader. I read a lot of novels and Mills and Boone and all of that since I was like 7-8 years old. I've been reading those novels.
I see.
And you know, you learn so much in life as well, because you don't have to have the personal experience to learn. You watch what's going on around you, and you learn from that as well.
I see. So this thing about performing and you know, holding the mic, it's been in you from when you were young through your teens, and you know, it's going to be with you for your life, I guess.
Oh, forever, definitely. This is what I'll do for the rest of my life.
And it's not only, you know, with the mic, because you're pretty clever with the pen as well, don't?
Yeah, I write my songs. I wrote all my songs. And yeah, so, you know, I love to write. I was good in school at that. I was like, you know, the top writer in every school I go. I was blessed with that. I guess it's another gift that I was given. So,
what is that creative writing, you know, making up stories and rhymes and things or something else?
Yes. Well, that as well, creative writing, because I remember one time I wrote this essay in school. We called it composition. And my teacher actually brought it in front of the entire class and said, you know, this is the first time ever since he's been teaching that somebody actually wrote a story with dialogue.
Oh.
Yeah, so I was a bit ahead of the people around me at the time, you know, with all of that stuff. And talking about writing, I'm also writing for Shaka Demus's new album right now.
Okay.
I've already written about 6 songs for him so far.
Okay. So this is a new thing with him and you?
Yes.
Okay. So why multipliers?
Well, Shaka Demus is doing Shaka Demus right now, but you know, it's always going to be Shaka Demus and Pliers, but Shaka Demus is doing Shaka Demus right now.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, I know that with artists and people who are in duets or partnerships or combinations or groups even, you know, spend some time as solo every now and then.
Yeah, doing their own thing. I actually have a track on the album that I did with Shaka.
Yes, that's in my list to play. Let's go for that now, because you also done it as a solo, didn't you?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, let's hear the one with Shaka Demus. Jojo Mac, I'm in love.
Jojo, I'm in him, Shaka. Tell you, get the girl, them maka. Shaka Demus, come to give it to you proper.
I'm in love with you, baby. And this is how I know my whole body's going crazy, and I can't take it slow. I can feel something running up and down my spine, and I keep wanting you beside me, baby, all the time. If this isn't love, what could it be? What is this feeling going through me? What is this weakness in my knees? Tell me, why am I feeling like
Oh boy, you got a mega boom there from Anna Hazer. Big up yourself, Anna Hazer. She's
go
in Germany.
Anna.
Big up
Anna.
Yourself, Jojo Mac, Shaka Demus. I'm in love.
know I'm me name Chaka. Tell you got the girl them.
Live in this virtual studio here on Reggae Space, Jojo Mac.
I'm in love with you, baby, and this is how I know my whole body's going crazy, and I can't take it slow. I can feel something running up and down my spine, and I keep wanting you beside me, baby, all the time. If this isn't love, what could it be? What is this feeling going through me? What is this weakness in my knees? Tell me, why am I feeling like this? I'm in love,
yeah, in love,
yeah. Oh, 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 I'm in love,
yeah,
in love, yeah.
George, where you turn it up, it buck. It can't get no higher than this, it turn up. Girl, you turn it up, it buck. It can't get no higher than this, it turn up. Baby girl, let me tell you this. Chaka Demus want more than a little bit. Oh girl, can't you see I am loving it? My girl, you make I'm on a reminisce. Well, me no girl.
I'm in love with you, baby. It's right there in my eyes. I can feel it in my body. You have me hypnotized. It's a tingling all over, a warm feeling inside. It's like coming down with a fever, for which no doctor can prescribe. If this isn't love, what could it be? What is this feeling going through me? What is this weakness in my knees? Tell me, why am I feeling like this? I'm in love, yeah, in love.
Pick up Chaka Demus, pick up Brown Sugar, large up Sonia 58, Anna Hazer, large up promotants, pumping the shout box with all the good information about the artist, Jojo Mac, seems to be stepping into the place of Pliers. I don't know if that's official.
No, I could never take the place of Flyers. They make too much of a good team.
They do.
But I'm sure we'll be doing some other stuff together.
Well, I'm just teasing, you know. I wondered if I got an exclusive there, you know. Okay. You mentioned about, you know, you're from 19 and you were doing the newspaper issues of the heart. And I know say that even more recently you've been doing work as a news correspondent, you know. I've heard you doing reports on the music biz or dancehall music. Is that right? Am I getting?
Yes. Actually, I do what I call the buzz with Pistol. Pistol is my media name as far as the news is concerned.
Ah.
So I have what is called the buzz with Pistol that goes out to 51 stations around the world right now.
Okay.
And I do headline news for like 12 stations.
Right. So, I wanted to just establish that because I guess, you know, with that week-to-week awareness of what's going on, you might sort of have a view on the state of reggae stroke dancer from Jamaica and the rest of the world. What's your take on the state of things at the moment?
Well, we're never going to be happy with the way things are. People are worried about the changes that's in dancehall and reggae and that we're not staying true to the culture and stuff like that. But, you know, times change, and I'm willing to go with a change. We can't keep it the same way at all times. It gets boring and monotonous. So I'm all for the change.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I agree with you. You know, you can't stop time, and you know, it was the same in every generation. You know, it was just uncool to like the same things that your dad liked or your mom.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we can't really be surprised.
Well, you know, when I was growing up, my mom used to have all these records of Sam Cooke and all of those people from back in the day. And do you know that I resonate with it so well, because I still love all of that music that I used to hear her play.
Yeah.
It's like I'm a lover of all genres. I find something in every genre to love.
Yeah, yeah.
As long as it's good music.
And what about the aspect that, you know, I don't know if you'd say that there has been a change over the years, but things seem to have gone X-rated and double X-rated and maybe triple X-rated. Is that something that's always been there, or is it just we're getting to hear about it more now?
I think it's always been there. It was a little more subtle back in the day.
That's what it is. It's a bit more explicit.
It was a little more subtle. Now it's a bit too raw for me. I have a couple of tracks myself, like, you know, It's Killing Me.
Right.
That's hot and sexy, and it's all about sex and all of that. But then again, you could think it's anything else. You see, when I write my songs and I write about sex and all of that stuff, I try not to be so explicit with it.
Yes.
Because I want everyone to be able to listen to my songs.
Right, right. And that's interesting that you draw a line there, because there's some that don't have the line at all. You know, it goes right up until it buck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm a little against that, because we are very we impress upon kids.
Yeah.
They look up to us as artists. They follow what we do. So we have to be careful what we feed them.
That's right. And it's not like they're not listening. You have no control over what they listen, you know. People who play the radio station, they don't seem to concern about who's listening. They just consider everybody as an adult.
Yeah, but I tell you what about the radio these days, too, and a lot of the DJs on the radio. They're not real DJs, you know. They're not trained for this thing.
Mm.
You know, everybody just gets a chance to go up on internet radio now, because everybody can build up a radio station.
Yeah.
or whatever. And so they don't really have the knowledge of how to keep it a certain way and keep it professional.
Yeah.
They still don't get that, because now they're bringing the dance hall into radio, and that's not too cool.
That's right. Yes. I mean, you know, my view on this, and you touch on a nerve here, is that, you know, when you're in a local, a terrestrial, you know, the FM band, and all mm-hmm. the listeners you can be sure is in your locality, then mm-hmm. you can sure say that 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, you know, children should be in bed, and you can do a little bit more X-rated. But on,
exactly.
on the internet, you know, it's 24/7 all over the world, you know.
And there are kids all over the internet.
That's right. That's right. And for that reason alone, you have to observe a certain consciousness, you know.
Yeah, we have to protect their innocence and don't give up, don't let them grow up too fast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well. So what do we do about it then, JoJo?
Well, they need to buy JoJo Mac album.
Yes, instead of what they play, yeah, just drop her a JoJo Mac album, and that, you know, is a little bit more subtle, but the message still come across, and it doesn't corrupt the children.
Yeah, because I have a song on there called It's Killing Me, and it's a real sexy song, but a kid who would listen to it would probably, I mean, I don't know, some kids are a little more forward than we are, but, you know, it doesn't say, the song is very sexy, but it doesn't say anything about actual sex.
Yes, of course, and as you say.
So if we can keep it that way, I think, you know, it would help to you know, tone things down a bit.
Yeah, and as you say, it's been in music and in reggae music for years and years. You know, we can always go back to time and find those double meanings in reggae music. You know, even the one about the car key under the tree and
see there.
Yeah, yeah.
And Cecile did a song that, you know, she said in the morning she want her coffee, not the morning she want her coffee, and we as grown ups know what it's all about, but the kids would just think it's coffee.
Yeah.
and I can respect that.
That's right. Yes, at least you can at least attempt to protect their innocence.
Exactly.
All right. That's cool. Well, leading into this next tune I want to play, and you know, you're a selector here as well, so you can select a tune if you want to hear a particular tune. You know that, JoJo?
Okay, well, we're talking about the one I was talking about, that little sexy one with all kind of double entendres. It's Killing Me. I would love for you to play that.
All right, well, let's drop for that one. Selectress JoJo Mac in the house. Take over me show and don't think twice about it. I don't mind.
Oh.
Jojo Mac, I'm sure you won't be surprised. I got Dag just beside me here, and she whispered in my ear off mic, said, you know who this sounds like? Grace Jones.
Miss Jones?
Grace Jones.
Grace Jones. I'll take that.
Yeah. I think there's a similarity there, and yes, it's a nice thumping beat in there.
Thank you. Call 911. It's too much. Call 911.
It's too much. Call 911. Somebody please. Call 911. Rescue me. Big up yourself, Sonia 58. Brown Sugar, big up. Well, suggestive without being explicit, and that's what it's all about from Jojo Mac's point of view. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
That's cool. Well, that one's on your LP as well, yes? And it's quite a blend of different styles in there. We can't cover them all in one evening because you mentioned earlier that you draw from all different types of genres. Is that right?
Exactly.
And you don't find any problem doing that, you know. I guess you come from Jamaica and you're living in America. There's a little bit of that already, but you do it, you know, in a more underlined kind of way, you know, more. How would you say?
Matter of fact, when I was in Jamaica, living in Jamaica, I listened mostly to R&B, pop, that sort of thing.
Right.
And that was what was played mostly in my house. And you hear it a lot on the radio as well in Jamaica. And then when I came to the United States, I was thrown into that kind of genre. I started actually singing reggae just a couple of years before I met Coxon.
Right.
Yeah, I still don't think it's my strongest genre, but I love doing it.
Okay, and what would you consider your strongest?
Pop.
Yeah.
Mhm.
Okay, alongside Rihanna and Madonna, is that right?
Yeah. That's where I fit better, I think.
Okay, and you're sort of riding the two horses one time, or is it all?
So your normal legs them shift, right? I'm walking wide right now.
Okay. So is that a balancing act that you can manage? You can bend yourself to any genre.
Yes, I can. I thank God for that because, you know, I find like anywhere, anything I try, any genre that I try. See, I'm a perfectionist as well. And I feel like I don't want to be beaten, so to speak.
Okay.
I feel like if there's something that I'm not good at, or one genre that I'm not good at, I spend a lot of time perfecting it.
Okay. And so that must mean that, you know, you're appealing to a whole host of different fan bases. And you're saying your strongest fan base is in the pop area, would you say?
Well, I think my strongest fan base is actually in the reggae genre.
Ah.
But my comfort zone is in pop.
Okay. And a dance is dance, would you say?
And dance, yeah, dance and pop, basically. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So how does it go overseas? You know, how is your music received overseas? Is there any particular parts of the world that are receiving it well?
Well, actually, I hear that over in Italy, they're loving my pop songs, and you know, I've been getting a lot of responses from there. Matter of fact, people there are contacting me, wanting to book me for shows and you know, actually want to be my booking agents there. Ooh. And stuff like that. Yeah, because my music is getting quite popular there and in Germany in some places, yeah.
Okay. So how often you come to Europe and UK? Is that something that you consider coming to more often?
Not often enough, but we're setting the stage for all of that right now, and some things are in the works.
Oh, okay. So that's really mysterious.
We can't tell yet because, you know what? I'm like this. I don't like to talk about it till it's like signed, sealed, and delivered.
Yeah, I know. But we can look forward to you in Europe sometime soon, maybe next year.
Well, definitely next year. Next year.
Okay.
I'll be all over the place next year because the album is out now. We just released a video from the album called Forget Him. And on top of that, we are this the 15th of this month, we're going to do the video for Girls Night Out Weekend. Oh. So any ladies out there who can pop the booty and you want to come pop some booty in my video, give me a link.
So where are you going to do that?
In Philadelphia.
Okay, okay. Right. So we're going to fly in. That's okay. That's okay. You know, we're jet setters here on Reggae Space. We do it all the time.
We suffer for the cause.
Okay, so you're inviting people to come along and appear in as extras in your video. Is that right?
Yeah, I want to actually feature some of them because JoJo Mac can't really dance to save her life.
Is that right?
Yeah, so I need people in there doing the dancing for me and stuff like that.
I see. Okay, that's cool. So and you got the date for that, and you're geared up and psyched up for it, yeah?
Oh, yeah, we are shooting on December 15th. We are ready to go.
Okay. Well, I'm sure there's some listeners in travel distance of Philadelphia, and they just hit you up. How do they hit you up?
Well, they can contact me through my Facebook, or, you know, they can go to jojomacmusic.com and leave me a message there.
Oh, right on time in the shout box there, we have a whole bank of your links there. How much links you have there? One for your homepage and the next one for your management, one for your fan page. It's not one fan page. You have the profile as well.
Yes. Twitter, Reverb Nation, you name it, I'm on there. Like I said, Google JoJo Mac and I'm on the first 9 or so pages.
right. Well, we made it easy for people on the base. They can just click and it will open up a new window and they can visit your sites and make your link. That's both people who want to fan you, you know, friend you, and hire you, and collaborate with you. Is that right?
Exactly.
Okay, well, you're going to have to push out Shaka Demas because she's doing collaborations with him right about now. Is that right?
Yes.
So was it a duet, a collaboration with the whole album you're doing with him?
No, actually, I think I'm going to be on a second song along with I'm In Love, because I'm In Love is going to be on his album as well.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do a couple of hooks on a couple of songs for him.
Okay.
And of course, like I said, I'm writing for him. So far, I've written about 6 songs for his new album.
So you must be feeling that you're benefiting from this relationship. I guess, you know, this guy has been in the business so long and you know, he's got longevity, you know, he's got something to sustain his career. So it must be a positive experience working with him, yes?
Oh, definitely. Shaka Demas is a superstar. And I mean, he hasn't done an album in a while, but that doesn't take anything away from him. I'm sure everybody's waiting to hear. And you know what I was surprised about is he sounds so young and fresh.
Yeah.
He not sound like him out there long time. He sounds so young in his voice. And, you know, I just love the way he articulates when he does his thing. So, yeah it is definitely a pleasure. And the fact that, you know, I can't go wrong singing with Shaka Demas.
That's right. It's only going to be a good thing for you, isn't it? You know,
definitely.
Both, you know, in terms of drawing attention to you as an artist, but also, you know, experience rubbing shoulders with someone who must be considered a veteran, you know, one of the foundation artists, you know, hit after hit, you know, and you don't do that very easily in a competitive business like reggae music.
Exactly. And he's so open to this combo thing with me and working together with me, because, you know, he is talking about taking me on tour with him.
Right.
So, you know, I'm looking forward to that.
That's cool. Well, I think, as I say, it's going to be a positive experience from your point of view, and only good can come of it. At this point in the day, in the show, I have to say thank you, and wish you well, and bless you for being with us and being such an interesting interviewee. It's been really great talking to you. I got one more tune I want to play, but I want to also give you the chance to big up who you think you want to big up, and try not miss out anybody.
You see it, because I don't want nobody getting mad at me. So I'm going to start with Brown Sugar. Brown Sugar is my number one fan. Everywhere I look, I see Brown Sugar, and I love it. Thank you so much for all your persistence in following what I do. Sonia 58, thank you so much for showing up. Let's see, I'm going down. Queen Easy, Vinosa, you're always the day, not Queen Easy. And Anne, I can't see all of the name, but Anne, thanks to Dogs, Janetta Williams, Selector, I can't see that last name, Selector D something, Climb No Tree or something. I'm not sure. I don't get it. But thanks to everyone in the shout box. Thanks to you, Yendis, for having me. And thanks to everyone who is outside the shout box listening. I so appreciate you being here today. Go out and get JoJo Mac album. It's on CD Baby. It's on iTunes. It's on Spotify. It's on Amazon. It's all over the place. And it will be worth your $10. Believe me, 18 tracks. And each one is fire.
hot.
And check out jojomacmusic.com and all my sites. Yeah.
Okay. And big up Utah.
Let me say it. Oh my God. I don't see. Okay. Utah, honey. Oh my gosh. You know I love you to death. You know you always in my corner. Utah, I love you for everything that you do for me. You're like my champion, and I can't say enough right here. You know how much I love you. And Dar Stella Bata in Maryland, oh my God, those two ladies, they are like my champions. Oh. So thank you so much for being there for me and for taking care of me.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Yes. Big up Tree Vibes Music and all those who have been working with you, you know, to produce your music, because we appreciate you do it. You see the response in our chat box here. People liking your stuff, and you're coming from a positive direction. You know, you observe the decency line, which is, you know, a good thing. So your music's going to get rotated here on Reggae Space forever, you know, as long as it
Thank
keeps coming.
Thank you so much.
Yes, looking forward to all your work with Shaka Demus. Best of luck with that.
Thank you.
I got this final track, Change. Is there anything you want to say about that before I run it?
I think change speaks for itself. It is what we all strive for every day in this life, change. And it's more like a prayer than anything right now, and it's going out to everybody out there.
The stress, from the pressure, from the pain, we need a change starting today. From the strain, from the storm, from the rain, we need a change. We need a sunny day, we need a new day, we need a new way, we need a change. Hope for a better day. Give us some light, give us some light, get rid of the dark nights, make it all right. Gets up at 5 in the morning, get ready for work, still never complain. He does it 6 days a week with hardly much sleep, just to stay on his feet. Well, working in overtime, bills don't get paid on time. Brown bag is good sometimes, saving nickels and dimes. He gets down on his knees and to God he speaks. Can't you see? It's making me weak. From the stress, from the pressure, from the pain, we need a change starting today. From the strain, from the storm, from the rain, we need a change. We need a sunny day, we need a new day, we need a new way, we need a change. Hope for a better day. Give us some light, give us some light, get rid of the dark nights, make it all right. Men prostituting themselves, cause they really can't do nothing else, they think. Some say they have babies without daddies that barely get fed sometimes. Then there are those who can't do better, getting by on the government dime. Thinking things will get better, but with tears in their eyes, then look to the sky and they cry. Have some mercy on us. You
I just got to say one more time, many thanks for joining us here, Jojo Mack. It's been a pleasure speaking to you, and I wish you all the best in your future career.
Thank you so much. And once again, thanks to you and to everyone out there. And thanks to, special thanks to Utah for making this possible.
Yes, yes. Big up Utah. Big up Dag, same time. Big up all the listeners. I hope you enjoyed a few moments that we spent here with Jojo Mack. I hope you won a few more fans and maybe got a few more clicks on your page and, you never know, one or two more sales just in time for Christmas.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say, baby. So big up all the Mack maniacs out there.
Yeah, yeah. Big respects and very many thanks for being with us here tonight.
Thank you so much. Have a great evening.